Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. So we are Erev Shabbat and Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Haba Aleinu Tova Libracha. So, which means
one day, right?
Yeah, one day. Nisan is always Nisan itself is Le'olam Male. Chodesh Nisan is Male.
It's one day.
Which means that Chodesh Adar is Chaser, which means that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is always one day Le'olam. That never, ever, ever changes. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Le'olam is one day.
Adar is always Chaser, so Rosh Chodesh is always Nisan is always Male.
Chodesh Adar is always Chaser.
So the next month, Rosh Chodesh is
therefore, one day. Rosh Chodesh Nisan will always be one day. That's the way it works. Now, so as you know, we have to at least start talking about Pesach and of the many, many, many things. Now, this year we have a very interesting scenario that arises. The last time it happened was 13 years ago. The famous, and this is, you know, famous rate, it's unbelievable. Like everything else about Pesach this year has become obsolete, besides for Erev Pesach, Hilchot Uminhage, Erev Pesach, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. And I'll tell you from experience, you know, already well within Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, but I started answering shailas already before Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, and almost every other shaila is about Erev Pesach Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. Okay, and it's not only
makes it easy. No one's asking about Agala Kelim anymore. That's just
you know what an MCI is? Mass casualty incident. So the Erev Pesach Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat causes mass hysteria and panic, and I'm not sure why. It's maybe just a combination of words. Erev, Pesach, Shechal, Liyot, B'Shabbat. So too many words. So it causes a lot of anxiety.
But Rabbi, I prefer those questions over questions I receive about, like, can I use palm olive if it doesn't have an OUP? You know, okay. I prefer that over those kinds. Can I use hand cream?
Anyway, let's, you know, I want to set the record straight because, you know, Baruch Hashem, Hashem Yisrael, that anxiety comes from a good place. You know, there's a pasuk in Mishle, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid Umakshe Libo Yipol Bera'ah. And the Gemara says in two places, in Berachot and also in Gittin, Ha'u B'divrei Torah Ketiv. The only anxiety, the only da'aga that is good is with regards to Tirat Shamayim Ta'avodat Hashem. Now again, obviously, it goes without saying that Avodat Hashem is not well, Hashem is not well served when a person is doing it out of anxiety. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to be happy, I do it Hashem b'simcha, and to be relaxed, and whatever.
No,
and,
but the source is Ahava, it's not Yira.
Yeah, we have to keep the Ahava alive, not Yira. Yira is reverence, it's not fear. But when the Yira becomes getting nervous and anxious and OCD about things, that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be served. You better believe that. Anyway, mikol makom, so le'inyanenu, about Erev Pesach Shchaliot B'Shabbat, I'm here today, v'ezet Hashem will speak about, I'll try to cover as much as possible. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch that's dedicated specifically to Erev Pesach Shchaliot B'Shabbat. And the way to remember that is siman taf mem dalet, 444 in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim. Okay? Temid, b'lishon Gemara, temid is like wine residue. Yeah, so you remember that it has to do with Shabbat. You associate wine by Shabbat. Well, we spoke about it by Borer also. So you remember, Erev Pesach Shchaliot B'Shabbat, Taf Mem Dalet, 444. Yeah, not to be confused with the other alcoholic beverage, Sheva Sheva Sheva, which is the kosher version of cognac. So just to dispel, there's a lot of myths, a lot of fake news, a lot of, you know, hype, a lot of hyperbole about Erev Pesach Shchaliot B'Shabbat. Let's speak about it b'derech shel Shulchan Aruch, Maran Zichrono Livracha, the Or Letzion, Poskim Shelanu, to see what to do. And by the way, you better believe that there are differences just like anything else and just like any other things that have to do with Pesach, halachot minhagim, between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Bevadai, there are differences. So sometimes people are not able to discern between the differences of Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, and therefore start, applying the dinim and minhagim shel Ashkenazim la Sfaradim, shel Sfaradim la Ashkenazim. Let's try to do it today. Davar davur anofana. So, Be'ezat Hashem, hopefully, also, again, you know, I know this wouldn't be the first pamphlet, but I am almost done preparing a pamphlet with you know, chronological hilchot u'minhagei erev Pesach chal liot b'Shabbat. Davar davur al ofanav, send it out. Baruch Hashem, there's many on the market. You know, le'agdil Torah u'le'adira. You can certainly, but I'm just doing it le'toilet rabim. And if you want, you can print it out and stick it on your refrigerator and check off things as they come along. Yeah. So he says like this. Yeah. Let's start with everything is normal until Thursday. Thursday morning. And first of all, Maran HaShulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Mem Dalet and also in Siman Taf Ayin, he writes that Ta'anit Bechorot on a year like this year. In general, by the way, this past week, the only mention of Ta'anit Bechorot in Shas Bavli. In Shas Bavli is in a Tosfot in Arve Psachim, right? That over there we say that Istenis, like Rav Sheshat, fasted all Erev Pesach. Tosfos brings down on the spot the Minhag Israel is to fast on Erev Pesach.
Bechorot.
Bechorot. The Bechorot fast on Erev Pesach. Now again, the Bavli doesn't bring it down. It's brought down from a Masechet Ketana, which is a Baraita and Masechet Sofrim, that the Minhag is, and it's also Midrash, to fast, the Bechorot fast on Erev Pesach. Now, it is not a Ta'anit Chova. It's not a Ta'anit Chova like the Ta'aniot. It just became customary, and that's why we're so lenient in general to be poter the Ta'anit with all sorts of with all sorts of Seudot Mitzvah, Dehainu, Mila, Pidyon, you know, Siyum, v'chule, v'chule.
Is it less than Esther? Esther?
Yeah, v'day. Yeah,
if you, equal?
It, ma piton, can less. If you make a Siyum Masechet on Ta'anit Esther, can you be poter ma piton?
Maybe, why
not? No. Asur. Tzarich. Yeah. Elama, it's minhag be'alma, and therefore we're noheg liftor, that's the minhag Israel, also to be poter with ta'aniyot. Now, this year, certainly we have a problem. Why? Because Erev Pesach, we certainly can't fast Shabbat Kodesh. Erev Pesach is Friday, like the Shulchan Aruch in Siman, Resh Mem Tet, B'ilchot Shabbat says, then in general, if it's not a ta'anit chova, we tend not to be koveya Ta'aniyot be'erev Shabbat, unless it's ta'anit bizmano, like ta'anit shel yortzeit, like ta'anit asara betevet, we tend not to be koveya ta'aniyot b'yom shishi. There's only one person who should be koveya ta'anit b'yom shishi, even if it's not ta'anit bizmano, says Maran. No, well, besides for chalom, yeah, that's true. Afilu b'shabbat. Besides for that, says Maran.
Istenis.
Yefe meod. Istenis. Istenis that knows that there's certain people, yeah, if he eats lunch, if he eats... The Gemara says even breakfast, some people, even if they eat breakfast on Yom HaShishi, Friday morning, say by the time he gets to Shabbat, especially, I can't eat, I can't eat. Like that person, it's a chiyuv for him to fast on Erev Shabbat. He should fast on Erev Shabbat. There's two girsot in Tosfot about what Rav Sheshat would do on Erev Pesach. Would he just fast? The second girsot in Tosfot is not only would he fast, but Rav Sheshat was actually mekabel ta'anit. Gozer ta'anit al atzmo in order to be mechayev himself. Anyway, so therefore, certainly ta'anit bechorot cannot be held on Friday. And therefore, what do? So Shabbat you can't, and then Friday you can't. So where do we push the ta'anit to?
Thursday morning.
Ephemel. Zakt marana shulchan aruch in siman taf ayin. I must speak. He brings a stam vayesh, he brings a machloket. He says on a year like this year, where the whole ta'anit is a minhag, and you're not fasting on Erev, and you're not fasting on Erev, were you to fast, you'd have to fast on Erev, Pesach. Says Maran, Kivan shenidcha yidache, since the fast is already pushed off, azov oto b'sheket, leave it alone, no ta'anit, right? Ta'anit b'chorot this year, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, is N.A. Mm-hmm. Not applicable. And, oh, lo tzarich. That what? Ta'anit Esther is Ta'anit Chova. Ta'anit Chova. It's more Mekel, that's true, because it's not Mechamat Tzara. Nevertheless, on a day, on a year when Purim falls out on Motzai Shabbat. No, not this year.
This past year, wasn't it?
This past year, no?
That was the nearest in Yerushalayim.
No. Ta'anit Esther was regular, Wednesday.
Oh, no, you're right.
Ta'anit Esther was regular. You're talking about a year where Purim falls out on Motzai Shabbat, and we fast on Thursday. We're makdim the ta'anit to Thursday. But over there, ta'anit to stairs, ta'anit chova. So anyway, bekitzer, the Rama, nevertheless, argues on Maran. He says, oh, we're koveh the ta'anit on Thursday. And that's the minhag.
Why?
So,
why is that the minhag?
Because Because that's what he says.
Anyway,
there's a machloket aposkim, what you do with it. Maran goes one way, the Rama goes another way. Now, the Chazon of Adiyah writes, La'alacha, Maran Zechon Bacha brings it down, and he says, listen, according to the letter of the law, if a Sfaradi can't find a siyum or doesn't, whatever, don't ask because Maran. But if you can, just in order to be Yotze Kol HaDeot, especially since it's a Yesh Omrim that's quoted by Maran HaShulchan Aruch, if you can find the siyum or mila or pidyon, yeah, I mean, you can't, it's funny, like you're walking, and you can't plan a mila or pidyon, yeah, you're walking into shuls, yeah, any mila today, any pidyon, whatever, but at least the siyum, try to find the siyum on Thursday to be Yotze Kol HaDeot, v'chen minhag. The minhag, even among Sfaradim, is that this year on Thursday, and guess what? We're finished. We finished Masechet Pesachim on Monday. In general, Maran Zechon Bechar rules in Yabia Omer Chelek Aleph that in general, in order to make a siyum, the siyum has to coincide with Erev Pesach. Derech Limudo. You cannot, meaning you can't finish a Masechet and push off the siyum for Erev Pesach. But this year, because anyways, according to Maran, the Ta'anit is not compulsory. Anyways, it's pushed off. We're finishing, the Daf Yomi finishes Masechet Pesachim Monday. Tuesday already begins Masechet Shkalim. You can hold off a piece of Masechet Pesachim for Thursday morning. Make the Siyum. V'shalom al Yisrael. And almost every Keilah has a contingent of people who are doing Daf Yomi. So Baruch Hashem, there will be no shortage of Siyumim on Thursday. L'chvod Ta'anit Bechorot. Shama'atim. That's the way to do it. No. Once you finish, you finish. You can slow it down and finish it derech limudo, which means in a regular year, if you see only a few dapim left and Erev Pesach is in a week, so what do? You can slow down your limud and instead of doing a blot, instead of doing a daf, you do an amud. Or instead of doing an amud, you do a few lines. But you slow it down derech limudo over here, but that's not the case with daf yomi. By daf yomi, so over there, you would have to make sure to leave off a piece of the masechet for Thursday morning. Anyway, v'chena minhag. But what's also interesting about this year is that it's completely out of order because in general, Ta'anit Bechorot is done on Erev Pesach, the morning after you've done Bedikat Chametz. This year, that's not the case. This year, the customary Ta'anit Bechorot and Siyum, if you're doing it, is going to be on Thursday morning.
Before.
Thursday night is going to be Bedikat Chametz. Why? Because the Chachamim are mitakin Yetz Chazartam. First Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim. Or L'Arba Asar, Botkim T'chametz, L'Or Anir. Yeah, this year, obviously, Or L'Arba Asar, we can't do any Bedikat Chametz because it's Leil Shabbat. So the Chachamim, on a year like this year, said that the Bedikat Chametz is pushed off, or actually pushed, we're makdim Bedikat Chametz to the night before. Not or le'arba asar, or le'shlosha asar, which by the way, shlosha asar, Yud Gimel Benisan, is the yard side of Maran HaShulchan Aruch. Don't forget, mark your calendars.
Really?
Yeah? Yeah, v'day. Anyway, Michael Yada'ata? Yud Gimel Benisan, Maran. Anyway, Bekitzer, so Thursday night we're doing Bedikat Chametz. Bivracha. I thought you can never make a bracha on Bedikat Chametz before the night of the 14th. Very simple answer to that is, on a year like this year, where there's nothing else you can do, the Chachamim were mitaken that on a year like this year, you make a beracha on the bdika from Yud Gimal Benisan. On the night of Yud Gimal Benisan, and that is the way to go. Now, says Maran Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Mem Dalit, when you do bdika on Thursday night, so what you do is, you do the bdika as usual, okay, and you find your pieces, okay, the mitzvah is not finding, people make a mistake. They think finding the pieces is the mitzvah. That is one, that's big fake news. I'll tell you why. Because the finding pieces is only ceremonial, especially piyasod, whatever, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not finding. The mitzvah is the searching and destroying, which means if you search for chametz, and you find, so part of the mitzvah of searching is the destruction, is the elimination of chametz, as is indicated by the bracha, shekidushan mitzvah betzivanu al bi'ur chametz. However,
it's better not to find anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, that means you did a good job. Now, if you search for chametz and you found nothing, Is your bracha bracha levatala?
Are there some Rishonim that say yes?
Huh?
Are there some Rishonim that say yes?
No way. The mitzvah is the search. If you searched, even then your mitzvah is only the search. Your search, your bdika is al menat leva'er. But if you search and don't find anything, your search becomes your bi'ur because there's it's already mevo'ar me'elav. You did the mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah, well. I don't think so, because the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Hilchot Bedikat Chametz, he says, "En lil'og," he says, not to laugh. The women used to have a minhag back then, "Ligror hakotalim," to scrape the walls before Pesach.
And they go into and they
okay?
scrape the Torah.
And the Shulchan Aruch says, "Don't laugh at them for." Where do we ever find something like that? Maran says, "Don't laugh at their minhag." Why is that? Mishnah Berurah explains because sometimes they used to. You know, instead of what do you call the shpachten, when you smooth the wall before painting, what do you call that?
Spackle.
Spackle. There you go. Thank you. To spackle the wall, they used to use dough. So says Maran, when they're scraping the walls, don't laugh at them. This is my quote for why they're doing it. Beseder, which means. When do you scrape the walls? You're not starting to scrape walls on Erev Pesach. Apparently, they were busy cleaning for this minhag of cleaning for Pesach from Sukkot is already, you know what I'm saying? I know people Motzei Pesach, they already go Pesach shopping for next year. Anyway, Mikol Makom, Yisrael Kedoshim, Hashem Yisrael. But this year, when you do Bdikat Chametz, you take, now, it's not only in regular years, you're keeping over the Chametz that you found. And are planning to burn the next morning, says Maran, this year, that's not the only chametz that you're finding or keeping, because you also have chametz that you are going to eat the next day, Friday, you can still eat chametz. Friday night, Lel Shabbat, you can eat chametz. Shabbat morning, you can eat chametz. So again, I'm not saying that that's advisable. We're going to speak about different options in a moment. But in the meantime, says Maran, all that chametz, in general, on regular years of Lel Bdikat Chametz, the only Chametz that you're keeping, you have to keep it b'makom tzanua, keep it well wrapped and in a safe place so that it doesn't get dispersed again, is only the Chametz that you mean to burn the next morning. This year, it's not only that, it's the Chametz that you plan to burn the next morning, plus any other Chametz that you plan on consuming until the Zman Isur on Shabbat morning. So you have to keep that safe, because especially if you have children or pets or whatever, obviously, between children and pets. But anyway, you know, for some people it goes in the same sentence. But Judaism doesn't believe in that. Anyway, not that Judaism doesn't believe in pets, but Judaism doesn't believe in putting children and pets in the same sentence. Anyway, Mikol Makom. Oh, again.
Women and slaves, we do.
So he says like this, yeah? yeah, Aduni, tiraga. Yeah.
Mata Omer Michael.
But just, I said what I had to say. Man.
Yeah,
don't. You can delete that from the recording.
Yeah. How do you say it in court when there's a stenographer? I want to have that stricken from the record. Anyway, Bekitzur. So that's on Thursday night. You do the bdika kechol chukat haPesach ya'asu oto. Now Friday morning. Friday morning is a very interesting matzah. Why? So he says like this. Yeah? An interesting tzeit. How so? So, Michael, here for the record. Interesting. Interesting. Tzeit.
Tzeit is like a
tzeit.
Note?
No, that's tzetel. Tzetel is, tzeit is time. Your tzeit. Your time.
Oh, your tzeit.
Ah,
oh.
Ting. Yeah, so you got
what's your?
Yours is
year. Year?
Yeah.
This means
year time, your time, your time.
And
how come people don't even know the basics of Yiddish? I don't get it.
I'm trying.
I have a note section in my notebook from the summer photo.
Anyway, Yiddish. How do you say newspaper in Yiddish? Zeitung. Zeitung.
Time.
Like times, like.
Oh, near
me. Verstehe? Now, German also? Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says like this. Friday morning is interesting. In general, Erev Pesach, there are heavy time constraints that were imposed by Chazal. We know, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Sof Zman Achilat Chametz, is at the end of Sha'ar Vi'it, Sof Zman Bi'ur Chametz, the last time to get rid of Chametz, selling, destroying, whatever, whatever, Bitur is Sof Sha'ar Chamishit, which is Tchilat Shishit. That's on all regular years. Obviously, this year, that doesn't apply. Although, we have to be burning Chametz on, so first of all, this year, burning Chametz, you better do on Friday morning, because you can't burn Chametz on Shabbat. So burning Chametz. What about Sof Zman Achilat Chametz on Friday?
Doesn't exist.
N.A. There's no Sof Zman. There's no end time for eating Chametz on Friday because of the obvious reason that
it's not Erev Pesach.
And you continue eating Chametz through the day, through the night, until tomorrow morning. What about now burning? We are burning. Okay? We are burning. Now I ask you, is there a Sof Zman Bi'ur? And guess what? We're also, and I'll get to selling chametz in a moment also, we also sell the chametz on Friday. When do you do all these things? Okay, so let's start with burning. Is there a Sof Zman Bi'ur chametz on Friday this year, which is Erev Pesach? Is there an end time for the burning? So technically, no. According to the letter of the law, you can technically burn your chametz all the way up to a few minutes before Shabbat. Yeah, before Shkia. That's according to the letter of the law. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch dictates that so as not to cause confusion for other years, regular years, the minhag is to burn chametz and be mevatel chametz the same time that you would every other year, which is ad sof sha'ah chamishit.
Wow.
So they didn't institute sof zman achila, like we said, because that's, you know, N.A. But with regards to burning, preferably, a person should be makpid to burn the chametz on Friday morning by sof zman bi'ur of every regular year, which pachot yoter is about 11:30. Nagid, yeah. So, anyways, that's. But again, that's Maran only says it's tov. It's not compulsory. So that's one. Now, mechirat chametz is on erev Pesach shchaliot b'Shabbat. This is a tremendous discussion and pulmus, like a very big discussion and a lot of ink spilled on this topic of mechirat chametz on Erev Pesach Shchal Yot B'Shabbat. What do you do? There are about four shitot about mechirat chametz, when to do it and how to do it on Erev Pesach Shchal Yot B'Shabbat. Now, obviously, everybody will agree you can't sell chametz this year on Erev Pesach, like we do every year. Why?
Shabbat.
Because it's Shabbat. You can't transact on Shabbat. So what do you do? Any ideas?
What about if you're eating chametz also?
Good. Now,
you put a sell time in the contract with the goy.
Oh, so I'm going to give you four shittas. You ready? Four different opinions. Each one has a ma'alav chiseron. Each one of the shitot, now these are all shitot from poskim, acharonim, what to do about this. Each one has a benefit and a detriment, a pro and a con. Here we go. Option number one is, some poskim say, to sell it on Friday morning as you would any other year for it to take effect immediately, like any other year. Okay? Just like we burn chametz, right, zecher to every other year, ad sof zman ha'isur on Friday morning. So too, we're selling chametz according to the shita, erev, which is Friday, before zman ha'isur, to be chal immediately. That would seem like a good idea. What's wrong? What could be wrong with this? What could be wrong?
They want to eat their chametz that they want to sell.
Oh, what happens, people, if they still have chametz that they're going to go buy afterwards? Yeah, what are you going to, or chametz that they have that they still want to eat afterwards? What are you going to do about that? There's another shita that says that you can sell the chametz on Friday morning with a clause in the shtar that it will only take effect on Shabbat after we finish eating.
What's the problem with that?
What's the problem with that? Many paiskim, including Rabbi Kveger and Chuvis, Rabbi Kveger says like this, says that's a problem of kinyan b'Shabbat. Since you're saying that the chalut, not chalois, chalois is chalos, the proper word in Lashon HaKodesh of the time of it taking effect is chalut. The chalut takes effect on Shabbat. says the Rebbe Eger that this is a problem of being kone kinyan b'Shabbat. Well, that's what he says. You did the actual physical kinyanim before Shabbat, but since the zman that it takes effect is on Shabbat, Rebbe Eger says that it's a problem. Huh? Number 1 second. Until Shabbat, according to this opinion, who owns the chametz? I do. Which means that when is the transference? When does that happen? On Shabbat. Rebbe Kveger says that's a problem of kinyan b'Shabbat. Many, many poskim, Maram Sheik, and others argue on Rebbe Kveger, and they say, Mapitom! It's not a problem of kinyan b'Shabbat. Why? Because the physical transaction happened before. Okay, afterwards, the t'nai kicks in on Shabbat. So, Maram Sheik says that, he argues in that opinion and says, no, what do? We sell it on Friday morning with a t'nai for the Mechirat to Bichal right before Shabbat. That's Shita number 3. Okay?
Huh? But then on Shabbat, how do you eat on a Shabbat?
Okay, I'm going to get there also. According to this, the problem is going to be, 1 second, but on Shabbat, how are you eating the goy stuff? Let me tell you Shita number 4. Shita number 4 is what? Without doing the pushing off of the kinyanim, to do a kinyan la'achar zman, because Rav Shlomo Zalman, Hilchat Shlomo says that it's a problem of kalta kinyano. If he's not holding on to the sudar, like later kinyan, it's a problem of the kinyan's not there anymore. Therefore, what did they do? Some poskim, they waited. Instead of selling the chametz in the morning, like every other year, they waited until, some batei dinim wait until a few hours before Shabbat, after everybody's already purchased all their chametz and the stores close. Yeah, and what do? An hour or two before Shabbat, that's when they sell to take effect immediately. 4 different shittot. Now, Rabotai, I ask you, Minhag Olam, this is what the Yamkut Yosef says to do. This is what I found that Rav Asher Weiss does. Most people, I found, it seems like what they do is to sell Friday morning, like every other year, to take effect immediately.
And what about the problem? Oh,
so to avoid any of the other problems. Now, what's the issue with that? The kinyanim are fine. What's the issue? If a person still wants to eat chametz b'leil Shabbat or beyond Shabbat, isn't that gezen? Belongs to the goy, no? And if you eat from it, doesn't it show that you are negating or making a joke out of the mechira? So how do you get around that?
So these things that you're eating are not in the mechira.
There's 2 basic solutions to get around that problem. Different rabbanim do different things. Solution number 1 is to stipulate in the shtar that we're selling you all of the chametz immediately, besides for that chametz which is designated for our consumption on Shabbat, Friday night and Shabbat morning, that still belongs to us. Sounds good? Still belongs to us, fine. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that you have to be careful to either finish all of that or get rid of it on Shabbat before the Zman HaYisur, because it belongs to you, not to the goy. And if you forget, you might have a problem. Option number 2, which is what I do, which is what I read in the Sefer Mishpat HaMechira by a friend of mine, a Gaon Rabbi Ovadia Yosef Toledano, Maran Zichron Abracha's grandson. He has a whole Sefer, he's Dayan Muvhak. He has a Sefer on Mechirat Chametz, and he sits on the Beit Din with Rosh Weiss, and he says that what they do is very simply. We tell the Goy, I spoke to him this week, you tell the Goy on Erev Pesach, we're selling everything to you. Everything. But what? Just like any other year, there's always a clause in the Mechirat Chametz that if we happen to need any Chametz on Pesach, ben be'isur, ben be'hit, let's say there's some sort of Chametz that you need, or medication that's put away or whatever, every year we write in the Shtar that he gives us permission to use whatever it is, and then after Pesach we'll make Cheshbon about whatever was used, and we'll make the cheshbon and we'll pay you back for it. Now, we tell him, this year, by the way, that extends, whether you write it in the shtar, you can tell him verbally, it's the same thing. You say, listen, many people are going to want to consume chametz on Friday night and Shabbat morning. It's sold to you, but we make a condition, do you allow them to consume chametz belonging to you, and then after Pesach, we'll make cheshbon how much was consumed? And he says, yeah, sure, no problem. Which means that those, according to this way, those who are eating chametz on Shabbat, whose chametz are they eating? The goys. Birshut. Birshut. He gives a shoot. I guess it's not gezin. He allowed me after Pesach omei cheshbon, and that's many rabbanim do that. And by doing so, you avoid any unnecessary problems, such that even if you, we're going to talk about in a minute, getting rid of chametz on Erev Pesach, but even if you have chametz left over, what do you gain by this way? That even if you didn't get rid of it, let's say you had chametz left over on Shabbat, anyways, you don't have a problem of bagire bagi matzeh because you included it in the sale of the goy to the goy. It's a nice chab. It's a very nice chab. Now, so that's with regards to that, but everybody, you know, do different rabbanim, do different things like anything else. Now, preferably with regards to Leil Shabbat v'Yom Shabbat. Okay, this is already Shabbat, Erev Pesach, which is the cause of everybody's anxiety. Okay, we're up to Shabbat. By the time you get to Shabbat, Min Haga Olam, all the poskim bring down, all the food, forget about bread versus not bread for a second. The food that you eat, yeah, the dips, the actual food, the main course, the desserts, everything is already kasher Pesach. Okay, that's Eitzah Tova. Okay, Pesach dishes, or at least, you know, maybe Chad Pe'ami, which is disposables. Yeah, everything's already Pesach. Now, there's different people who do different things. According to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, what do you do? Maran HaShulchan Aruch says very clearly in Siman Taf Mem Dalet, Mesheirin Mazon Shte Saudot Shel Chametz L'Shabbat. In Maran's times, that's what he says to do. That's what they did. They would leave. Now, you can't go into Shabbat with truckloads of chametz. You save yourself. You make cheshbon of how many people are eating with you. How much chametz you and your family need for those seudot. Now, I'm going to first talk about the Maran way, and then I'm going to talk about other options and the Chazon Ovadiah way. Michael, you know what I mean by that? So let's first talk about Maran's way, which is that you are a pita person. First of all, challah or other things that crumb a lot are not a good idea on Erev Pesach, Shchalot, B'Shabbat. It's better if you're planning on having bread on Erev Pesach, which means Friday night and Shabbat day, it's better to use pita or something that doesn't crumb. Even better than that, okay, if you don't want to have a problem, Maran says you eat it over a tablecloth and then you shake out the tablecloth outside before the Zman HaYisur. That's one way. Another way, if let's say the weather's nice on that Shabbat, what you can do is if you're a bread eater, eat it outside. Eat it outside to begin with. Eat a pita. You make kiddush and hamotzi outside. Now there's a big machloket taposki. Many people have asked, can I make kiddush and hamotzi outside and then continue the meal inside the kasher lePesach stuff? Because it's such a big machloket taposki, I highly do not recommend that. What I do recommend, if you want to do that, eat outside. You make kiddush and hamotzi outside. Do birkat hamazon, and then come back in and eat the other things, make a new bracha, and eat whatever else it is outside. Which means, if you want to do that bread, kacha. You have to make sure, if you're having dips that are kasher lePesach, don't dip your bread in those salads or dips or whatever, because then you're going to chametz them up for Pesach, obviously. So now, that's with regards to that. And that is good if you want to have bread for Seuda Rishona, Seuda Shnia. Many people, myself included, especially people with children, have some sort of anxiety of not entering Shabbat with bread. And by the way, that's a good idea. Maran Zichrono Bracha, I'm going to give you a few more options for Seuda Rishona, Seuda Shnia, and Seuda Shlishit. So now, obviously, if you're a bread guy, that only works for Seuda Rishona and Shnia, because you got to be finished the bread by Sof Zman Achila the next morning, which is about at 10:30. And I don't know exactly, but about 10:30. That's not going to help you for Seuda Shlishit. Now, and by the way, I'm only talking for Sfaradim now. For Ashkenazim, it's a whole different situation because there's big machlokot between Maran and Rama. Now I'm only talking for Sfaradim because my time is limited. If you're a bread person, you can only do that for Seuda Rishona and Shnia. Zil. You can't use bread for Seuda Shlishit because Seuda Shlishit only starts, the Zman for Seuda Shlishit, according to Maran, only begins when? From 6 and a half hours of the day, half hour after Chatzot. That's already Zman HaYisur. According to the Ashkenazim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Gaon that the Minhag among the Ashkenazim is to split the Seuda Rishona into two, which means to start Seuda Shlishit even before the Zman, but according to Maran, that doesn't work. You can't do that. So according to Sfaradim, Seuda Shlishit, under no circumstances can you have bread. So according to Tosfot, there's no set times for the meals. We also saw it in our Vipsachim. But according to the Rambam, there's set times for the meals. Seudat ha-layla and Seudat ha-yom. So in order to be choshesh l'da'at Rambam, you can't just pack in three meals on Friday night.
But
it doesn't work.
Two on Friday night and one Saturday morning.
It doesn't work.
Why not?
Because according to the Rambam, the Seudat ha-layla is number one. Seudat number two is Seudat ha-yom. It has to be in order. Now, if you are a person like me that does not want to be a bread person on Erev Pesach Shchaliot B'Shabbat, you want to already get rid of the bread, you want to put it away or whatever, whether you're selling it, you're not selling it, you don't want to enter Shabbat with bread, which means you want to have a completely kasher le-Pesach Shabbat, which is a wonderful idea. But once you're making it a completely kasher le-Pesach Shabbat, you get into another problem of, what do you do about Seudot Shabbat? There's still a mitzvah to have Seudot Shabbat and to make a motzi. Now here's where the anxiety comes in. Says the Chazon Avadia, relax. What you can do is, okay, as follows. For Leil Shabbat, this is also, again, it's not without machloket. Chaim Tzion wouldn't necessarily agree with all of what I'm saying, but I'm telling you the etzot of the Chazon Avadia and the Yalkut Yosef and the Gaon Rabbi David Yosef, and this is what I do personally. For Leil Shabbat, if you are a non-chametz person, you want to kosher le-Pesach Shabbat, for Leil Shabbat, you have another, you actually have three options what to use for your hamotzi on Leil Shabbat. You ready? Rabotai, write it down. Here we go. Number one, on Friday night, you can use regular matzah. Regular matzah, as is, birkato hamotzi lechem min haaretz on Erev Pesach Shchaliot B'Shabbat. Even though Pesach didn't begin yet. But since bread is no longer an item, even though people are eating bread, some people are still eating bread, but now we're already entering Pesach Kim'at, and you can't go buy new bread. Therefore what? According to Maran Zichron Bracha, you enter Shabbat Erev Pesach immediately. Birkat HaMatzah is HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz. If you want to have regular matzah, Shmura matzah, 18-minute matzah, round or square, on Friday night for Birkato, for Seudat Shabbat, it's perfectly mutar, and it's Birkato HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz.
Unlike the Ben Yishmael says, don't have matzah at night.
That's why I said, Shitat Maran Zichron Bracha. Nachon. It is mizonot during the year, according to our minhag. On Shabbat shel Erev Pesach, Birkato HaMotzi. Yeah. Or Letzion disagrees, but that is the opinion of Rabbanei Mishpachat Yosef. Which is,
Yosef.
Huh? What?
Yeah, Yosef explains that in a place where the bread is mizonot, tell them to bring you regular stuff here.
Yeah.
Bring you matzah HaMotzi.
That's option number one, regular matzah. Option number two for Leil Shabbat is fried or cooked matzah. Which is what you might be scratching. What is he talking about? Now you'll see what I mean by that once I get to Seuda Shnia. But that's another, remember that term, fried or cooked matzah.
That's what we do in our house.
Okay, wait, hold on. That's also Birkato HaMotzi Lechem Na'aretz. Option number three, which is a little bit less practical, people are saying, make HaMotzi on egg matzah. Egg matzah is a wonderful food. However, egg matzah for Sfaradim on Erev Pesach and throughout Pesach, Birkato Borei Mine Mezonot. And the fact that you are eating egg matzah on Shabbat, there are several poskim who say that makes it hamotzi, it's koveoto. That's the opinion of the Radbaz, that's the opinion of Birkei Yosef. However, Maran Zichrono Livracha in Chazon Avadia brings many, many poskim that disagree with them. Rabbi Chaim Abul Afia, Ma'amar Mordechai, and many other posts that say that Seudat Shabbat is not Kovea, and therefore, Safek Brachot La'akel La'alacha Ol Ma'aseh. I've heard people, for Ashkenazim, it's a different story. Nachon. But for Sfaradim, I've heard people paskin that any amount of egg matzah on this Shabbat, Birkato HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz. Vezo ta'ut chamura me'od. It is a mistaken psak. It's a psak b'ta'ut. It's going against the rule of Safek Brachot La'akel, and making hamotzi on any amount of egg matzah is putting oneself in a situation of Safek Bracha Le'batala.
So why do you give it as an option?
Huh?
You said there's three options, so it's not an option.
I didn't finish it. The only way in order to use egg matzah as the third option for Friday night or any other Seudah on Shabbat, This is how egg matzah becomes an option for hamotzi. Egg matzah becomes an option for hamotzi by pounding.
Eating now, a whole box.
Now, what do I mean by pounding? Okay? You have to eat shi'ur kvi'at seuda. Shi'ur kvi'at seuda is between 3 and 4 kabitzim machloket. Now, volume-wise, okay? Volume-wise of matzah. I don't want to step on, you know, it's a very,
it's a sensitive topic here.
It's an open wound. Yeah? Anyway. But volume-wise, there's machloket aposkim, exactly how much of all egg matzah or machine matzah. Okay? So exactly how much egg matzah is a kazait, is subject to a machloket. It goes from, star cases, it's a quarter of a matzah. Chamen Tzion writes in Or LeTzion, it's about half a matzah.
We found it with a third.
The Rav Bodner, the Kazai's book, holds it's about 3/4 of a matzah. So again, in volume, non chazon ish. Again, there's different ways. So let's take.
The Kazai book said in volume, non chazon ish is 3/4.
Yes, of a matzah. One second. Let's take the average shita, the middle shita, which is Chamen Tzion, that about half a square of matzah is a kezayit. How many kezayits do you have in minimum, in order to be koveya seuda, minimum you need 3 kabitzim. How many kezayits do you have in 3 kabitzim?
Six. I mean, can we hold like the Rashba or the...
Let's, one second. Rambam? Now, 6 kab, that's minimum, 3. Nagid, that's the Rambam, 3 kabitzim, yeah? 3 kabitzim is 6 kazetot. If we said every matzah, the middle shear is about half a kezayit, for a volume of a kezayit, how many matzahs does that come out to? No.
3 per person.
Yeah. 3. And if it's 8 kabitzim?
4.
So we're talking about, in order to be koveya seuda, in order to pound an egg matzah, to make it a motzi, you have to be eating either 3, according to the shita, there are other, whatever, valuations, but according to, let's say, Chamen Tzion shita, between 3 and 4 squares of egg matzah. Enjoy. Now, that's with regard. So, yes, now Michael understands why I gave it for an option. It is doable, but not so practical. So, Michael, let's review. What are 3 options for Lil Shabbat if you're a non-breader? Yeah?
So, you eat. The first option is to have matzah, any of them, has shmura, not shmura,
birkato amotzi,
any of those.
How much? Kizait.
The second option is to have the fried or cooked matzah.
Okay.
The third one is to have a whole box of egg matzah per person.
So that's with regards to that. Now,
that's only Friday night.
That's Friday night. Moving right along to Shabbat morning.
Yeah.
Shabbat morning, everything gets more complicated. I'll tell you why. Because on Shabbat morning, option number 1 from Friday night disappears. Because there's an isur midrabanan to eat any matzah, meaning any non-egg matzah, I mean, whether it's shmura, non-shmura, round, square, you can't have that on Erev Pesach.
Day.
So Pesach day, Erev Pesach, which means Erev Pesach day, which is Shabbat morning. So that option disappears. So now we're if you're a non-breader, now you're only down to 2 options, which is what? For Seudah Rishonah. Now, you can have fried or cooked matzah, which according to the Chazon Obadiah, what do I mean by fried matzah? You take regular matzah, obviously you can't do this before Shabbat. You do this before Shabbat. What do you do? You take a regular matzah, round, square, it doesn't matter. And you maybe wet it a little bit. You put oil in a frying pan and you fry it you French toast a regular matzah. Oil, egg, whatever. French toasting a matzah. Pashut. When you do that, that matzah is permissible for consumption at any point during Shabbat. Lel Shabbat, Yom Shabbat, and Birkato HaMotzi.
But it should be whole.
Meaning it has to have a kezayit, which that's why I said French toast. While you're taking the matzah as is, you're not crumbling the matzah and making matzah brine. You're keeping the matzah whole, wetting it a little bit, and making it, frying it as is, or... Another way to do it, Maran Zichron Bracha says, you could do this before Shabbat or on Shabbat, according to the Sfaradim, the cooking one, which is what? You take a square or a round matzah, and either before or on Shabbat, let's say you have a soup, yeah? Or even water, but let's say a soup. You have a hot pot of soup on the plata, either on the plata or, well, let's say you take it off, on or off the plata, it's still yet soledet bo beklirishon. You take the matzah, and you dip it into the soup. You leave it there for a few minutes. Now, again, it's a challenge. You have to watch it because there comes a time when it's going to start.
Just dissolves, Rabbi. I've tried it practically. It dissolves.
So anyway, but meikaradin, you can leave it there even for a few minutes until it absorbs a little bit of the flavor of the soup. And once again, that matzah is permissible for consumption on Shabbat and Birkatu Amotzi. That's what we mean by fried or cooked matzah. Okay, so on
which
Shabbat.
One is the
huh?
Between fried or cooking. Or
same boiling. Thing. Same thing. Same thing. So for Shabbat morning, if you're a non-chametzer, no, en bishul acharafiyah. We hold like Maran that en bishul acharafiyah, the matzah is already baked.
Only for us.
Huh? Ramaz Machmir. Rabotai, disclaimer, all of these halachot are according to the Sfaradim as interpreted by Rabbani Mishpachat Yosef. Okay, that's understand?
For the Rav, this yeah. only works for the soft matzah. How would that work with the cracker matzah?
Why not? What's the problem?
Because it'll become mushy and it'll break off.
Wait, Tom, by frying or by cooking or by both?
Both.
That's
both.
Not true.
Frying
it? Yeah.
We fry it and it works.
What, a square or a round?
We use the squares, but either way,
you wet it a little bit. Just wet it. Make it a little flex, like pliable. Put it in the pan. Fry it a little bit. Turn to the other side. Fry it. Zeh shalom, zeh nikmar.
And
Maran
also,
Zichron would do this. Maran Zichron Bracha, be'erev Pesach shchaliot b'Shabbat, the whole Shabbat, he would use fried matzah. Kach hayam minhago shel Maran Zichron Bracha. That was the minhag.
It makes the matzah heavy. Does that count as part of your shiur of kazayit?
No, the actual matzah has to be kazayit. Now, why is it better than egg matzah? Because over there, since it's still a kazayit, you don't need to pound fried matzah. You only need to have a kazayit. Why? Because that's birkato amotzi. Egg matzah, which is birkato mezonot. Egg matzah is pataba bekisnin. Over there, you need 3 to 4 kabitzim. Fried matzah or cooked matzah is not pata ba'a b'kisnin. It has the din of chavitza, which is birkatu ha-motzi. It doesn't matter, no, because just like French, is French toast pata ba'a? What's the bracha on French toast if you have big pieces of challah? Ha-motzi, it's not pata ba'a b'kisnin. Why? Because it still retains a kazayit. It's a shitav shulchan aruch, chavitza, in siman kuf samachet, saif tet, Maran says meforash. Now, okay.
Did we explain why? Because you can't have matzah that's ra'ui on
Pesach. Yeah, we said we can't have matzah on Erev Pesach. Now, here's another thing, Rabotai. Stay tuned. So that's with regards to Seudah Shniyah. Seudah Shlishit, you can do one of the same thing. Maran, Shulchan Aruch, says that for Seudah Shlishit, you can't have bread and you can't have regular matzah. So Maran says matzah ashira. Matzah ashira being mezonot. But according to the Etzah of the Chazon Ovadia, you can either use egg matzah mezonot, or what else can you do for Seudah Shlishit? You can use a little bit of the fried or cooked matzah and make hamotzi, which is the mitzvah lechatchila for Seudah Shlishit. Now,
what time?
Now, in terms of timing, on Erev Pesach Shchaliot B'Shabbat, Rabotai, I'm running out of time here, but, you know, trying my best. On Erev Pesach Shchaliot B'Shabbat, Minhag Yisrael, Bechol Mekomot Moshvotam, is to pray early on Shabbat morning. Okay? On average, this is a once in every 13 year Shabbat, so relax. Everybody prays nets on Erev Pesach. Shabbat Erev Pesach, everybody gets up early and prays nets. Why? Because since you have some bread eaters on Shabbat morning, we want to give everybody ample time to pray Daven Shacharit and Musaf, go home, and even if you want to eat bread, you have enough time to do so before Zman HaYisur, which is at about 10:15-ish. Yeah? So therefore, on this Shabbat, the Poskim also say, no schlepping, no ashkavot, no mosifim. No ashkavot is a little pikuach nefesh. So maybe one ashkava. Yeah? So one ashkava per person.
Not back to Adam HaRishon.
Adam HaRishon he'll manage the Shabbat. So now, Bekitzur, every Shabbat to make the atmosphere a little bit lighter in my shul, because unfortunately people, as much as I speak about it, but people, it's hard for people to get over. It's like trying to undo. You know, you ever tried recreating or reprogramming somebody's DNA? That's exactly the same thing with Sfaradim and Ashkavot. It's like, you have to rewrite their genetic code, and it's not an easy thing to do. I can't do it. So anyway, just after Mashlim on Shabbat, there's a whole line of Ashkavot, whatever. So just in order to make light of the situation a little bit, for people to understand that sometimes it's a little bit overboard, so every week I come up with a creative Hashkava. So 1 week, people were making hashkavot, whatever, and people don't see it coming. So 1 week, so they were making hashkavot, and then I did, you know, vegam, 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 harbonas achulatov, but whatever. Vegam, and then who else? And I said, Netanel, yeah, the guy says, Gabai says, Netanel, Ben Tsuar, yeah, Shlumiel, Ben Tsuri Shaddai, yeah, all the, yeah. Next week, they're Rishaim, you don't make Hashkavot for that. Anyway, but the next week, Batya, yeah, Batya, Bat Paro, right? You make, anyway, Bekitsur, just for, but the people who laugh the hardest are the serial Hashkavoters. That's the funny one. Anyway, that's the funny part. Anyway, it's hard. They can't, it's hard to control. It's like an impulse. It's an, you know, like instinct, like somebody tries to hit you, you protect yourself. Hashkavot are an instinct. It becomes like anyway, survival of the fittest. Bekitzur, so back le nidon, Michael knows exactly what I'm talking about, right? It's instinctive. They can't stop. Anyway.
For Refuah Shlema, we do this, that we say, have in mind the names. For Hashkavot, you could do the same.
That's what Ashkenazim do by Yizkor. The Chazan pauses and everybody just, you know, says their name and then move on with life. Don't get stuck. You know, move on. Move. Keep it moving, right?
But they do that and then Musaf, they say, okay, rush through Musaf. It makes no sense.
Now, anyway, Bekitzur, Rabotai, just to finish up this thing with Seudah Shlishit, Minhag Ashkenazim is to have fruits or basar according to the Zohar HaKadosh, which the Gaon Mivilna Paskins like. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, it says that on Erev Pesach, Shchaliot B'Shabbat, Rabbi Shimon would be Yotze, Yodei Chovat Seudah Shlishit, by learning Ma'aseh Merkava, the depths of the Torah, which means that there's zero Chiyuv of Seudah Shlishit on Erev Pesach, Shchaliot B'Shabbat, according to the Zohar HaKadosh. Maran HaShulchan Aruch vehemently disagrees with that, apparently, and he holds that you have to be Yotze, and he doesn't say anything about fruits. He says to use Matzah Ashira, so you do the best you can, preferably with Hamotzi. If not Hamotzi, then Matzah Ashira, that's the best thing. Bezat Hashem, I'm going to write this all up. But that's with regards to timing. Now, timing
for mincha shouldn't be too late for that.
So mincha, either you can pray early mincha or you can pray late mincha. You don't really have to be makpid so much this year about praying mincha before Seudah Shlishit. That's a chumrah al gabe chumrah, because that's only according to the Ari. All you need is zmana mincha. Zmana mincha is from about 1:30 and on at that point. Anyway, we're changing clocks on Motzei Shabbat. So that's with regards to timing on Erev Pesach Shchaliot B'Shabbat. There's a lot more to talk about, but at least that dispels a lot of the anxiety and panic about it. You see how every mamash is a dvarim shutim. It's not. Now again, if you are a chametzer, this is something that I forgot to say. If you're eating bread like Maran HaShulchan Aruch for the first two Seudot of Shabbat, you have to make sure to get rid of it. How do you get rid of, either you ate everything and you shake out the crumbs. What happens if you didn't get rid of everything? So you have two options how to get rid of any leftover chametz or tablecloths or whatever on Shabbat. Do not throw it into your own garbage can, because your own garbage can is your property. That's your reshut. If it's tiny crumbs, whatever, that doesn't matter anyway, because there's no isur. But we're talking about if you have actually nice pieces of kezetot, of pitas and stuff like that, what do you do with it? Two options, Rabotai. Actually, three. This is before the Zman HaYisur, about 11:30. You got to be done. Option number one is best option. If you have an Eruv and you rely on the Eruv, walk it to a public garbage can and dump it there. Now, sometimes that's not so practical, especially if you live in Grant Neck. You know, on average, you'll see a public garbage can once every mile or so.
Yeah,
especially if you don't live close to Middle Neck Road. That's where the garbage cans are. If you live in Kew Garden Hills, so you have all over Main Street, you have, what about in Roslyn? Where are the public garbage cans? That's like, no shaykhs. Okay, so, oh yeah, okay. Anyway, so that's one. Option number two is, even if you don't take it to a public garbage can, if you throw it into the Shuta Rabim, just in a place where it's public and you're mafkiroto, that's also considered destruction. Number three, if you want, you can break it into tiny pieces and flush it down the toilet. And that's also permissible, that many posts can bring down as well. Now, after you're done.
Sorry, can you repeat? I got a call. I'm sorry. Can you repeat the three?
Public garbage, public street, flush down the toilet.
What about bleach?
Huh?
Bleach?
It's got to be completely nifsal, but it's less, it technically does work, but what I said is better. It's got to be out of your reshut. It's got to be in the public property. You can leave it in front of your house, but on the street, not on your property.
Hassan, what happened to down the toilet? I mean, we don't do that usually, but I mean, right now, if you have mitzvah, one pita left.
Mitzvah.
Okay, so.
Mitzvah. Yeah. In general, we don't burn bread either, right?
Oh, it's true.
We usually do, but, you know, Erev Pesach, it becomes a mitzvah. So, now. Huh? No, it becomes after the Zman HaYisur, maybe. Now, Rabotai, after the Zman HaYisur, this is before the Zman HaYisur. Now, another thing is that after you're done with that, you have to make sure to make bitul. Now, depending on what kind of person you are, will depend on when you're making your bitulim. If you are a chametz eater on Erev Pesach, Shechaliot B'Shabbat, you'll make two bitulim, one on Thursday night after Bidikat Chametz, and another one on Shabbat day
before Zman
HaYisur. After you're done eating, before the Zman HaYisur. If you are a non-chametzer on Erev Pesach, Shechaliot B'Shabbat, you're also making two bitulim. When? Thursday night after Bidikat Chametz, and then again on Friday when you're done burning, or on Friday when you're done handling chametz for the last time. Because anyway, like we said, you're a non-chametzer, so you'll make the bitul on Friday. You don't have to do it again on Shabbat because you haven't handled chametz. If you want to do it again on Shabbat, that's perfectly permissible, but you don't have to. So that, in a nutshell, Rabotai, you see, easy peasy. We just, you know, idiot-proofed Erev Pesach, Shechaliot B'Shabbat, and, you know, that's the way it goes. Any questions before we move on to the next segment, which is Parashat HaShavua? Okay. Gishmak HaMaisis. Yeah, that was good. Let's, Mikey, stop. Yeah, stay tuned. We're going to...